producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in Austin, and we're going to be joined in just a few minutes with our crew that is in Ferguson, Missouri. They're going to give us a live update as to what's going on there. And, of course, there was a lot of news last night. There's a video up right now showing a cop walking through a crowd yelling, "I'm going to effing kill you," pointing guns at the people in their faces, leveled in their faces. That is something we have not seen before. There's absolutely no reticence from this guy. As Alex pointed out, he's not wearing a mask. He's not trying to hide his identity. And just as we saw from this report that was released, that was written only back in April of this year, only 4 months ago, there is no longer any attempt to conceal this kind of militarized martial law techniques that we see happening here in Ferguson. This is in-your-face tyranny. The mask has really come off. The Onion is talking about this. They have pros and cons of militarizing the police, and it's almost, you can't go over the top with this. But here's a couple of things they've got here. They got modern law enforcement. Here's one of the pros. Modern law enforcement simply can't do their job properly by relying on handguns, tasers, and tear gas alone. And now local journalists can capture the fog of war without leaving the United States. It'd be a nice surprise treat for veterans to see weapons that they used in war now pop up on their own hometown streets. And they say, as cons, the military-style helmets limit your peripheral vision while firing indiscriminately into crowds. And this kind of equipment could potentially be abused if put in lesser hands than America's historically honest and virtuous police departments. Well, that's exactly what they're doing. They're putting massive amounts of equipment into the hands of the police department, and it is growing exponentially. The 1033 program of the Pentagon, just this last year, the Washington Post reports, they gave away nearly $500 million worth of military gear to local law enforcement last year. Are they not going to use it? Of course they're going to use it. We're told that we're paranoid when we say that the NSA is listening to everyone, is monitoring our conversations. They lie about it before Congress, and then it comes out they really are doing it. Obama says, signs the NDAA and says that he's going to have indefinite detention of people in America because, of course, we are officially a war zone. And then he says, "Don't worry, I'm not going to use it." Well, we've heard that before. Now we see they really are using it. As they pointed out here, this 1033 program has transferred more than $4.3 billion since 1997, but $500 million happened in just the last year. It's truly accelerating. Now, this is an interesting story, and we pointed this out the other night on the nightly news. We talked about some of the things that could possibly be included in that. And they said that back in June, Alan Grayson authored a bill, went before the House to try to stop this. 85% of the Congress wanted to not stop it. They wanted to go through this. They have a breakdown on this, again, in the Washington Post. They show 210 out of the GOP, 145 Democrats want the police departments to have this kind of militarized equipment. Only 19 Republicans and 43 Democrats, only 15% of the House said no. Now, what did they say no to? Well, they said no to giving them things like this. Unmanned aerial vehicles, armored vehicles, grenade launchers, silencers, toxicological agents, including chemical agents, biological agents, associated equipment, launch vehicles, guided missiles. They're talking about giving this to police departments, ballistic missiles, rockets, torpedoes, bombs, mines, or nuclear weapons. That was what was in his bill. That is not what's in the 1033 program. They leave that open. They say that it's against the law for them to transfer hazardous material, but they say that they will work with you if you need it. So they leave the door open to it. But let me make this clear. Even though it doesn't explicitly say that in the 1033 program, the congressmen, 85% of the congressmen, both parties, said they were fine if the Pentagon wanted to give nuclear, biological, and chemical weapons to the local police. They had no problem with it. They voted against that kind of prohibition.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get control and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in Austin. We're going to be joined in just a moment with our reporters in Ferguson, Missouri. We're going to be joined in the next hour with the CEO from the John Birch Society, Arthur Thompson. He's going to be talking about his new book, International Merger by Foreign Entanglements. So stay with us. That's going to be a very interesting hour. As I said, we're going to be going to our reporters who are in Ferguson, Missouri. As we look at this buildup, as this militarization of the police, as we see the videos that went up last night with the threats against the reporters with loaded guns in people's faces who are standing there with a camera, peaceful photojournalists standing there with a camera, getting a loaded gun in their face with a cop swearing, "I'm going to effing shoot you." I mean, the guy is out of control. Why do we allow people like this to be in the police department? Can we get control of our local police? It is something that is being driven by the federal government. This is coming from the training, from the equipment that they're sending them from the Pentagon as part of this 1033 program. Just last June, Alan Grayson, Democrat from Florida, had a bill that would prohibit this transfer of material. And among the things that he would prohibit, not just the over-the-top MRAPs and Bearcats and grenade launchers and armored vehicles, no, he would also listed in here as prohibitions would be things like chemical agents, biological agents, assorted equipment, even nuclear weapons. He had that whole list in there. And guess what? 85% of the Congress, the vast majority of both parties, said, no, we don't want to prohibit any of that stuff from being given to the cops, including nuclear, biological, and chemical weapons. Now, if you look at the 1033 site, it says, why is hazardous material not authorized for transfer from the DLA Disposition Services field activity? So it sounds at first like, in their FAQ, like they're not going to send this equipment there. Then they say that the Law Enforcement Support Office would handle that on a case-by-case basis. So if you need nuclear, biological, chemical, or toxicological agents to use on the citizens of your hometown, you just need to talk to your Law Enforcement Support Office. They will handle that for you. That's something that takes a little bit more forms to fill out, I guess. But 85% of the Congress didn't have a problem with that. They didn't want to shut that down. Let's go to our reporters now in Ferguson, Missouri.
Joe Biggs here. Actually, I'm in downtown St. Louis. We got to pick up a little bit of equipment. Infocom. Last night, David, was the craziest night thus far. Although tear gas and flashbangs weren't used, last night was the first time I actually thought I would be killed.
Wow.
Last night was complete and total lawlessness, chaos on both sides, agent provocateurs in the area. We got there and they had moved the media area. When I first got there, it had been to the left of the McDonald's. They completely tore that area down. It was no longer set up. So the crew and I went and walked around, and we saw a bunch of the media vehicles staged on the left side of the road, but they didn't have any tape, and there was no security around them last night whatsoever. Instead, the actual civilians, the protesters, were able to walk behind and get behind that area. And a lot of the things I noticed as I was walking down the road, I looked under this bin right beside the road, and there were bottles stored under it. And I was like, man, this is not good. I was like, I'm just going to go and talk to one of these officers and let them know, because if something happens with this, it's going to cause chaos, and it's going to go back to a complete and total war zone again. So I went up to numerous officers, said, hey, just so you guys know, heads up, I've seen a bunch of bottles stored in this one area, the same kind. They're laying under there, and you guys might want to do something about that. Oh, okay. And then just turns around and turns back on me. I went to another one. I said, hey, I just told another guy he's not taking this seriously. There's a bunch of stuff over here. Y'all need to look at it. Once again, didn't care. They were more worried about what we were doing and not worried about what was going to happen to spark violence out there whatsoever.
Yeah, they're very concerned about being photographed. There was an article on Reason.com asking, why haven't we seen any aerial footage of this? We've seen all kinds of graphics showing where this area is and showing where the police are here. But typically in a news scenario like this, you usually got aerial footage of helicopters. And they pointed out, well, they grounded everybody after they said a police helicopter was shot at. Yet the police helicopters are still flying. And are the journalists at any more danger in a helicopter thousands of feet above the ground than they are when the police point loaded guns in their face and threaten to kill them?
Well, last night, Kit saw somebody who was began to throw rocks, and the protesters turned on him. You can see the video about that. This guy was from out of town. He was a provocateur trying to cause violence in that area between the peaceful protests and the police officers. The guys ran behind the media. Some rubber bullet rounds were fired, and everybody got tense. The police sergeant came up, and I'm sitting on the side of the road. I'm like, oh, my God, oh, my God. And all of a sudden, I see this officer run up to the a camera guy and puts the M4 right in front of his face. He says, I'll f***ing kill you. And he's like, don't do anything. And he just starts screaming. Do what?
Man, that's amazing. Yeah, we played that several times. We had to bleep that out. And it's absolutely...
But then I walked up to him, and he pointed the gun at me, and I'm sitting there filming. I'm like, hey, what's going on? And he's got the gun at my chest. I mean, this guy was so hot-headed, he was ready to snap. It took a female officer to come over and grab him, saying, what are you doing, and pulled him out of the area. The
just
guy
amazing.
Was out of his mind.
And that's exactly what... People need to take a look at this on
YouTube.
The guy
wouldn't give his name. He wouldn't give his anything. The guy said, what's your name? And he told him to go F himself. So now the guy on Twitter is Officer Go F Yourself. It's all over the internet now.
What really is scary is to watch this and to see the freeze frame where you can see the expression on the guy's face. I mean, he is clearly out of control, clearly afraid, and that's where you have the out-of-control shootings. This is the kind of spirit that we see that's causing these types of incidents that trigger things like this Michael Brown shooting. It's the training, the lack of training and the kind of rules of engagement that they're promoting. We've got Alex Jones joining us on the line. Let's go to Alex and get his comments.
I want to go back to the reporters here in a moment, but again, I'm here monitoring the situation. I know you have your guests coming up, but we need to just look at the big picture here. Okay? We need to understand they shot someone else yesterday. We don't know what really happened with that. This is continuing to escalate. The Justice Department under Obama has a history of provocateuring things. Joe Biggs found a cache of the same Molotov cocktails that the police were showing the media 2 days before and would not go get the cache of Molotov cocktails that were literally 50 yards from him and looked guilty whenever Biggs was explaining what was going on. This fits in with them not going after people that throw bricks at them, not going after people that throw Molotov cocktails at them, but attacking the reporters savagely. This is an attack on the First Amendment. Now, that's not why I called in. From day one, there have been scores of black witnesses who were there who said, and again, the police are not bringing these people on the news. The police are not releasing the full reports. That's why we got cops calling in saying, yeah, they need to release that. That's why something's going on here. And we thought it might have been because they were lying. But I, in the last 2 days, have found a bunch of videos. I heard a police officer call in a few days ago from New York, and he said, you need to look these up. So I finally got around to it yesterday. I've checked the audio, and I've gone and found other witnesses, and it is the video, where the witnesses are talking about how he climbed up on the truck and basically, you know, went crazy attacking the police vehicle, ran away, the cop got out, told him stop, he turned and charged back. This is the Brown shooting, the 18-year-old guy that got shot a few weeks ago that started all this for your new listener. And these are eyewitnesses standing around talking because it was in a populated housing project area, and confirming what the police said. So again, why did they not then roll all these witnesses out? We know they've been interviewing them. Why have they basically had a response attacking the press day one? Because everybody keeps saying, the feds are coming, the feds are coming. Folks, we had reporters there by, the Monday after. So we had reporters there 3 days into this, okay, before anybody else was there, except the Washington Post and a few others. They were arresting reporters day one. When the police see reporters, they look like a badger hound, a dachshund that's trained to kill rats. Have you ever seen a dachshund? She's a rat, folks. It goes crazy. It goes into piranha mode. I mean, it's like they were trained to attack us. It's like a bear dog, you know, that's trained to attack bears or a, you know, blue cur, you know, grappling dog or whatever that's trained to go after wild hogs. They are just ready to attack, absolutely hate the media, when the media, day one, didn't do anything. So this is a psyop, undoubtedly. The evidence is really mounting now. And we know that MSNBC has been pushing the whole race war agenda. We're going to skip this network break. This is too important. But no more skipping breaks today or tomorrow, folks. I really shouldn't do this with the network. Just financially support us, though, folks. Support the sponsors. It's just this information is so incredibly key. So the name of the video that I hope you'll play later today, it's a minute and 22 seconds long. It's titled New Evidence. We need to get an article out on this. We need to get this video posted at InfoWars.com right now. We need to tweet this out right now. We can write an article around it and the other witnesses. New evidence in Michael Brown shooting. Witnesses confirm Brown rushed officer before being shot. This was posted yesterday. Only has 374 views. New evidence in Michael Brown shooting. Witnesses confirm Brown rushed officer before being shot. Now, I know there's some other videos also shot by people saying the exact same thing. So, again, people like want to manipulate reality for what they want to believe. If the cop killed him in cold blood because they're training him to be mad dogs, then he should get in trouble. He should go to prison. But if if the guy attacked him twice, he had a right to shoot him. I would have done the same thing. So why aren't they telling the truth here? I want to get back to Joe Biggs, Marcos Morales, and others and get their take on what's unfolding. But new evidence in Michael Brown's shooting. Witness confirms Brown rushed officer before being shot. We have the other video, a police threat to kill reporters, the six-minute report by Biggs that is very well done that shows the provocateuring. This is all going up on InfoWars.com. It's all being tweeted out at Real Alex Jones on this live Wednesday edition. I'm going to turn it over to you guys now, but I don't want to get caught in the minutiae and the emotion of the police officer threatening to kill you guys and threatening to kill Mikhail Phelan behind the mini mart. I understand. We know that happened. It's important. The video's in HD up on InfoWars.com. And you can hear it with all the cussing, and then it's congruent. You can understand it. It's very clear. I want to commend Biggs and all of you for having the stamina to not blow up in the face of this or to not just get exhausted and get a migraine headache. I do not want you guys, I'm saying this again or I'm going to pull you guys out of there. I do not want you guys, I know you weren't in the front lines this time, they're just running over to you threatening to kill you, but I just do not need you guys to get killed. And I'm telling you, if this continues, they're going to kill journalists, they're going to open up on a crowd. They got a bunch of National Guard kids who look like they're 16 years old with Beretta 9mm on their side. This is escalating quickly. All sorts of anarchist, you know, white meth head kids are now showing up from Chicago and places. This is about to get really bad. But I need you guys to pretty much operate. We've got Zoom cameras we can overnight to you. I just need you guys to start operating from a distance. I've seen Marcos Morales walking right up to the police line when they're arresting people. Very brave, but we just don't need that. And, I mean, this is getting out of control. This is martial law. This is police trained to hate journalists, trained to kill journalists during martial law. Just like in Baghdad, Reuters got targeted in 2003 by the Abrams tanks blowing up the floors that Reuters was in. This is just absolutely out of control, and this is the barbarism of our society as we descend into this immoral garbage. They're preparing us for a civil war. There's no doubt this is a martial law beta test. So Joe Biggs, other reporters, I want you guys for the rest of the hour with David and I to break all this down. But again, please don't forget to go to InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, get the high-quality supplements, the X2 Nation Iodine, the Super Male Vitality, the Super Female Vitality, the Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver, highest quality. Get the magazine at cost. Give it to friends and family. Get the Molon Lobby t-shirts. Fund us in the info war. We are not NPR taxpayer funded. We are not MSNBC, Baker Bailout funded. We are funded by your free will. So continue to buy the products. Continue to spread the word about the transmission. That's how we're able to do this. I get so... I mean, every day I skip commercials that cost myself the network thousands of dollars. Cost so much money to run this operation. I get so obsessed, I don't even try to make money. We need to do some mid-air refueling. We need to be resupplied. We need people to go in the next 3 days to commit to go to InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, become PrisonPlanet.tv members, to share your memberships, to pray for our reporters, it's a multi-pronged effort. We want stabilization. We want justice. We want freedom. We want the police to be safe. We want the public to be safe. It's so painful to see the police. I mean, Joe Biggs, you're a multiple tour combat vet of Afghanistan and Iraq. And I'm not bragging about you, but, you know, your exploits have been written about in Rolling Stone, Esquire. You know, you've, like, jumped out of armored vehicles, stabbed Taliban in the neck that was shooting at you. You've run operations. You brought people to be tortured. You've been involved in bad stuff. You know, you've been involved in checkpoints, all of it, heavy combat. And, you know, as Rolling Stone and others followed you for 3 years, three tours, I know this is, you were telling me on the phone yesterday or video Skype off air, this is the most angry and freaked out you've ever been. Is that because this is your country? And, I mean, I've seen the videos of the Taliban they captured. I don't see that much hatred in their eyes for our troops, even though they absolutely hate you, than the police have towards our media. Why do the police have such a hatred of the American people? What has happened to them? I want you to comment on that and for David Knight to take over. Again, you are listening to InfoWars Live, broadcasting worldwide. This is real media. This is real analysis. This is wearing the truth openly on our sleeve, openly promoting our bias of telling the truth, promoting liberty. I'm Alex Jones signing off for the day. I hand the baton over to the crew.
Go ahead, Joe. Respond to what Alex just asked you about. What is it that makes the that drives this fear and this hatred that you saw in the eyes of this cop last night?
The guy had to have been on some kind of mind-altering drug or something. I mean, the guy was just belligerent, out of his mind. He had that look of like a rabid dog. Like, he was just looking. He didn't have any emotion other than hate. He just wanted to bite and attack, and that's all he cared about. And like a pit bull that's just rabid or whatever like that, it's crazy. The owner's got to come and grab him by his collar and rip him back, and that's what had to happen last night. Don't be fooled by this Captain Johnson. I know he comes off on these press conferences as, you know, this fun-loving guy who's very passionate about what he does, and he's a family man. But I'm going to let you know right now, he was walking in the middle of the streets with the police thugs pointing at journalists, telling them to arrest them, and then like five to six guys would grab them and toss them to a ground. There was a guy who was maybe 60 years old who was thrown to the ground, put a knee in his back, and they were just elbowing as they started cuffing him up.
Let me reiterate this. So you're saying that Ron Johnson, the guy that was put in place by the Governor Nixon, I think, put him in charge because they weren't happy with the way the county was handling things, they said. So this guy, Ron Johnson, is walking down the street pointing out journalists, and then they're going over and physically attacking journalists. You mentioned one of the guys who's fairly old.
Yes. I mean, he pointed at Marcos at one point and had to rip Marcos back. He said, get him, that guy.
Wow.
And they came, they, you know, one of the guys started walking over, like, no, stop, I got it. And I pulled Marcos back or whatever. But he was clearly sitting there just like a goon walking with it's easy to be brave when you've got 10, 15 guys just walking beside you with guns pointed at people. And he's just walking behind them, you know, nonchalant, just smiling and looking and pointing at people like, oh, that guy right there. Oh, no, that guy over there. Him right there. Get him.
Yeah.
You know, that's ridiculous.
Everything
they're saying on TV is a lie.
That's what's so disturbing when we talk to people there who basically are MSNBC listeners, like the guy that was on the radio the other day, that when you were talking to Alex and you had that guy, he was talking about how he was so happy that the feds were coming in. Now, they really don't understand what's going on. And I tell you, Joe, I think one of the most dangerous things about this is going to be if they held back information that from the very beginning could have shown that this police officer was acting in self-defense. If they wait and let this situation fester by hiding the evidence, by confiscating cameras from people, by being closed-lipped and shutting down, not talking to anybody, and then at some point they show it to a jury, but they still don't make it public, because that's the mode in which our government operates anymore. They shut everything down. They don't want to talk to the press. They don't want the press to be able to take pictures. They don't want citizens to see anything. They keep all this information secret so that if they really did have justification for this, people aren't going to believe it. They're going to burn that town down if the guy was acting reasonably, if the police officer was acting reasonably and the jury lets him off. That's really going to be the ultimate provocateuring, I think.
Well, the scary thing as well, though, what I noticed last night, I have one of the videos up on the Real Alex Jones YouTube channel, Trendies. There are a lot of young teenage white girls from suburbia, outside of that area, from other states, just out here because they think it's cool to be in a police state. They were walking around laughing on their cell phones, talking, chewing bubble gum, like, oh, my God, this is so much fun. Look at all these police. They're pointing guns at us. Yay. And I'm sitting here like, really? This is what the generation below us is thinking? These are what the kids think it's cool to live in a police state. Are they trying to change it to where, you know, my essence is I have a fight in me like a dog. If you pin me up, I'm going to try to get out of there. I'm not going to sit there and just be tortured and beaten down and told what I can and can't do. I have, I mean, these kids were just, you know, yay, police state. It blew my mind to see that. And I kept pointing out, I was like, Marcos, look at that. I have not seen kids out here before. They're just running around, having fun, sitting down, taking selfies, taking pictures, having a good old time. Meanwhile, everyone else there is really worried the safety in their life, whether or not they're even going to make it home.
It's the social media crowd. You know, it's playing with Facebook. It's playing video games. They can't believe that there's any real consequences to life. It's amazing to me to see, and we reported, and there was an article up on Infowars.com, that the police were driving by, literally driving by. This is being reported by USA Today, mainstream media. It's not just us that's reporting it, that the police inexplicably are driving by looters as this is going on. They're yes. parked just a few feet down as the buildings are being burned and looted and not doing anything. And yet, you look at how proactive they are, how in your face they are when it comes to peaceful demonstrators and to the press. It's absolutely
they
amazing.
They want everything to collapse.
Yes, absolutely. We're going to be right back with Joe Biggs in Ferguson, Missouri. Stay with us right after the break, and we're going to be joined later in the program with the president, or the CEO, rather, of the John Birch Society, Arthur Thompson. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, live in Austin, and we have joining us live in Ferguson, Missouri, Joe Biggs, part of the InfoWars crew there covering the unrest. And of course, there were a lot of updates last night. Joe, what's happening today so far that you see? How's the climate there?
Well, this morning at 9, they began the process to find out whether or not the police officer is, rightful in shooting Michael Brown, or if he's to be convicted and found guilty. So that starts today. We won't know the actual verdict for that for a couple of weeks from what Kit was told There was only media out there this morning at the location. Stuff's pretty calm at this point. But, you know, as we know, as the day grows, people start to get off work about 4 o'clock or so. It begins to heat up very quick.
Yeah, it always happens every night. Now, they still have a curfew. Is that correct every night, or is that
Technically, they're not saying there's a curfew. And this is one of the questions we asked in the press conference. Well, I didn't specifically ask for it. One of the journalists there asked and said, I thought you said there wasn't a curfew, Captain Johnson. He's like, correct, there isn't one. And then she goes, well, you had everyone off the roads by 12:30. Isn't that a curfew? And then he starts talking about his family. So he's obviously trying to dodge anything that has to do with that. So technically, on paper, there's not a curfew. But at a certain time, they start pointing guns at us and threatening to kill us, and that's basically a curfew. That's martial law. That's a police state. That's hell.
It seems to me like if people are peacefully assembling and redressing their grievances, if the press is doing its work covering those people doing that, that shouldn't be a problem at any time that people want to do that. When you start constraining the First Amendment by an area like we saw happen in Nevada, like we've seen happen in the last several presidential conventions, political conventions for both parties, where they take the protesters or demonstrators at the political convention and they put them in a cage several blocks down from where they're having the convention, when they set up a free speech area in Nevada and say, if you get out of this, we're going to attack and arrest you. They've essentially done the same thing, but with a time constraint, not with an area constraint here. You know, the First Amendment infringed and constrained is no longer free speech. It's no longer freedom of the press when they do that to people. I feel as we look at this, and this is what I think is really the dangerous thing that's going on here, is we see them in the face of the press, as we see them try to cover up evidence, as we now see in the last few days, multiple reports from eyewitnesses now saying that he was that Michael Brown was shot. All the shots were in the front, as opposed to what we had originally heard, that there were a couple of shots in the back. I think that's perhaps the biggest powder keg that may come out of this yet. After they make this look like, after they lie to people, after they cover stuff up, after they hide everything, then when they come out, if they eventually tell the truth, nobody's going to believe them.
Yeah, people will be so angry. It's not even, regardless of the outcome of the situation, there's so much hate in this area. There's so much hate from outsiders who have nothing to even do with this that are just coming out here to cause havoc and just completely help be a part of the social collapse in Ferguson. I mean, right now they're essentially from 10 o'clock at night until about 5 o'clock in the morning. You don't have any constitutional rights whatsoever in that area. They treat you like an animal.
Yeah.
You know, you cannot move freely. If you stand still, I was standing still on the side of the road taking a break last night for a little bit because, you know, as you know, I've been out here. This is my 9th day, and I'm out here, you know, maybe 18 hours a day standing up, and I just needed to take a break for a minute. A cop ran over. He's like, I've been screaming at you. You better keep moving. Get your butt out of here. And I'm sitting here just like in the middle of nowhere. There's no one around me. I even went off into a dark area outside of the main stuff of the protest where just to get away from the madness and try to relax for a second and get off my feet. And this man ran over to me with his baton yelling.
Yeah. Yeah. Deliberately being provocative, just like the guy who is leveling the guns at everybody. These are the new rules of engagement. It's just absolutely amazing. The gloves have come off. They're no longer trying to hide anything. They war game this out. They say that they're looking to use snipers against leaders of the peaceful demonstrators. And they put this out, this document that they wrote just 4 months ago, they put it out publicly without even classifying it. They no longer even care that what they're doing is illegal, that it is treasonous, essentially. These would be war crimes if they did it in another country. But they're talking about doing this here in the continental United States. This is the way they're planning it.
The same man who arrested us in Virginia, if you remember, the Asymmetric Warfare Group, I have reports, and we've seen them last night throughout the Internet, things like that. They're supposed to be Asymmetric Warfare, ex-Navy SEAL types, coming here now to help provide security with the police.
So, well, of course, that's what they've been training for.
Area. Yes.
That's exactly what they've been training for. And as you and I walked through that area and saw that, that was a very chilling thing. As we walked through there and saw where they're training to fight in an American city, they don't fight for scenarios that they don't anticipate using. That's what they've been training for, not only there at AP Hill, as we see if you're watching this footage. That was the footage that we shot there. We actually walked through the facility. They let us, the security guard let us in. The guys who were running it were pretty upset, I think, with her after she let us in. But that's they're doing that there. They're doing it down in Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. They have a more rural setting down there. They have another setting down in Georgia where we just had a video released from there where you could see them wargaming against black protesters, exactly what we see happening in Ferguson, Missouri. They're training to use the military.
When I talk about it, people tell me I'm crazy when I speak about martial law and things like that. And maybe it takes a Ferguson to happen for people to wake up. But I'm telling you, people are calling me now apologizing and going, oh, my God, I thought you were just, you know, out of your mind or something. But I'm watching your live stream every night. People are staying up till 3 in the morning with us because they're just so amazed at how this city is collapsing and how this police state is taking over and martial law going in. Last night, just to show people what it was like, it's not easy to get through. Even in the outskirts, the police have it pushed back. You can't go around. The cops are just, you know, very mean, very rude. They won't give you any information. They try to funnel you down specific routes they pick so it gets you far away from anything going on. It is just ridiculous what is going on here. And people need to watch this stuff at night when we're filming it and to see the lawlessness and to see the complete and total collapse of what's going on. Because, yes, we saw them training for this. We've been reporting about it for months now. And now it is happening in real time. People in a world can actually see not just America's eyes. But the entire world is watching what's happening. And what they see is disgusting.
The frequency, the depth, the in-your-face aspect of this is just increasing all the time. And documentaries for 20 years. Talking about that even longer, about the militarization of the police. Now it is all coming to a head. Now the gloves are coming off. Hopefully people will see this and will push back against this. One of the articles that I was talking about earlier, Joe, was from the Washington Post, and they were saying that back in June, Alan Grayson tried to shut this program down that the Pentagon is using to militarize all the small police departments, not just giving them MRAPs, but giving them all kinds of surplus military equipment. He wrote up an amendment, Joe, that even listed toxicological agents, nuclear, biological, and chemical agents, saying that we don't want any of this to be given to the police department. Yet 85% of the Congress said no. We will let them have any and all of that stuff. So that's what people need to understand. And the Washington Post article brought that up because they said, now that people have seen how this is being used, how these people have been, how the police departments have been retrained, redirected, repurposed, had their mission statement, as you will, changed by this federalization, by this militarization. Now that people have seen that, perhaps it'll be different. Perhaps now they can get this passed, get some kind of restrictions put on this militarization of the police.
You know, the first week I was here, I saw the same people every day. I got to know pretty much a good chunk of the community of Ferguson. They were out there every day. At this point, they don't even come out anymore. I spoke to two men who lived a few blocks from the main protest area, and they came out last night for the first time because they've been watching my live stream, and they just wanted to come out and just say, you know, thanks for what you guys are doing. But overall, they said they don't leave their house anymore. They've not been going to work. They're scared to just move around and live freely. They feel like their life is, you know, at any time just be gone.
And that's
because
key
of some hot-headed cop. And I truly believe that there are federal undercover agents working with this police force. From the stuff that I've seen lately, there has to be something like that going on. It is just mind-blowing because it's a complete and total psyop they're running. They are trying to push this so they can bring in more military, do this throughout the country.
That's why it's so key that you're there. Those people realize it. As Jakari Jackson pointed out, they were telling people, go home, as they were starting to gas and the peaceful protesters and shoot rubber bullets at them. They were telling them, go back to your homes. Well, they were shooting tear gas into the yards of the people who live there. I mean, where are they supposed to go? They understand that.
Their yards.
Exactly.
They were running through their yards and knocking over fences.
And if you guys weren't there, the mainstream media is basically pulled back with the police embedded it with the police, listening to what the police are telling them, not on the site where they can see anything. And so they're just basically putting back the press releases that the police tell them about what's happening, because they're not getting that eyewitness report. But it is dangerous for you guys to be out there. I know that from what Alex said, it's very dangerous for you guys to be there. So be very careful. I know you've got to go now and get your equipment recharged, because you said things really start happening at night. You've got a lot of equipment that is, we sent some equipment to you that you guys are there in St. Louis to pick up, and you got to get stuff charged. So I know you got to go. Any final words, Joe?
Just continue to watch our Ustream. Continue to check Infowars.com. Watch for our videos on YouTube, because we're continue bringing up-to-date coverage of what's going on. And just all I can say is to the listeners, please share this stuff. Open people up. Wake them up to what's going on. Because if we don't make some changes, if we don't start knowing our and knowing what it is we can do, we're not going to be able to stop this from happening. And it's going to spread all over our nation.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Joe. Be very careful. Regards to Marcus Morales and Kit Daniels and Mikhail Thalen, who are all there covering this. You guys be very careful tonight. We'll be looking for your reports.
Cool. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. You know, we need to follow the money. We need to take a look at what is driving this. There's an article that's up on InfoWars today. Congress members who approve the militarization of the U.S. police receive 73% more money from the defense industry. In other words, as I put in the subtitle there, Congress is for sale to the highest bidder. This is a Washington's blog article. This is why 85% of the Congress would vote down the restrictions of handing things like toxicological agents, nuclear, biological, chemical, not to mention all the other lethal vehicles and weapons that they're giving to the police. 85% of Congress is fine with that. Why? Because they get a lot of money from the defense industry. And what is happening is we're seeing that the Pentagon is so bent on getting this equipment so quickly to the police departments that they're even withholding it from fire departments. Now, I had somebody contact me, and that's why we always appreciate you giving us tips, saying that he had heard that the Pentagon was stopping the giving of surplus equipment to fire departments. Could I look into that? And it turns out that for a couple of weeks, they actually did that. This is a program, the Federal Excess Personal Property, FEPP, and the Firefighter Property Program, FPP. These have been in existence since 1956. As surplus military equipment came home from World War II, they started giving it to fire departments, primarily to small-town rural fire departments who had a need for it because they were on the spot when they had large wildfires that would happen out in the unpopulated areas. And, of course, they had small towns. They couldn't afford to buy a lot of equipment. So basically what they would do is they would gift these vehicles to them. They still paid $30,000 to $40,000 to modify the vehicles. What happened is, on June 19th, the Defense Logistics Agency, that's the Pentagon Group, the DLA, which is basically giving all this equipment to the police departments, said, we're not going to do that for fire departments anymore. After doing this from 1956 on, they said, we're just going to stop it. We're not going to do that anymore. And they said, here's the reason. We had this agreement with the EPA 25 years ago, and we decided that we're going to now enforce it because the EPA was concerned about our vehicle emissions. Really? You haven't enforced that for 25 years, but all of a sudden, you're going to start enforcing that rule. Now, of course, the absurdity is that if you've got a wildfire that's going on and people don't have the kind of vehicles, the firefighters don't have the kind of vehicles they need to put this out, isn't that going to be a little bit more troubling for the atmosphere, for the environment, than the emissions from a couple of fire trucks? As they reported in Indiana and in Oklahoma, they said, in Indiana, $12 million worth of surplus equipment is now on loan to more than 250 volunteer fire departments in Indiana. Oklahoma said that they had over 8,000 vehicles and pieces of Department of Defense equipment that was valued at over $150 million being used by Oklahoma fire departments. So this was going to cripple them. That's what one of the volunteer fire departments said. He said, they are endangering lives with this decision. The National Association of State Foresters said that by taking this out, they were taking out the means of putting out about 83% of the wildfires because most of the wildfires are put out by local fire agencies. So they were crippling these guys. But what is it that the Defense Logistics Agency really wants to see. If you look at their site, if you look at the 1033 program, this is what they're telling people. They say, we'll give you pretty much any kind of vehicle you want, but you've got to meet three qualifications. Number one, is the agency's primary function the enforcement of law? Is the agency's officers primarily properly compensated? And then here's the key thing. Number three, do the agency's officers have the powers of arrest and apprehension? See, they have to have all three of those. Mainly, they want people to have this militarized equipment if they can arrest and apprehend people. So that's why they didn't want to give it to the fire departments, even though we are told over and over again that, hey, if we have these MRAP vehicles, if we have these Bearcats, we can help people during natural disasters. That's not what they're looking for. And as one person pointed out, he said, about 99% of military surplus doesn't even meet EPA emission standards. He said, emission standards is something the government doesn't worry about on a battlefield. That's the key. That's the key, because when they got pushback from the senators, from the congressmen, and they backed down the first week of July, about 2 weeks after this had happened, they said, we're going to loan it to the fire departments. We're not going to give it to them. So that will make the EPA happy, because we'll say that it still belongs to the Pentagon. It's still here for military use, so it's exempt. Now, do you understand? They're giving it to the police departments, but they have to loan it to the fire departments, because if it's not used for military purposes, then the EPA gets upset about it. In other words, they're admitting that the police are being militarized with their equipment, that they're part of the military. That's why they have to loan it to the firemen. But, of course, if you were listening to what I said, this equipment is on loan. All the documents, the news reports were talking about how that fire equipment was loaned. So that was just smokescreen to cover this up. Stay with us. We're going to be right back. Coming up in the next hour, we've got the CEO of the John Birch Society, Arthur Thompson. He's going to be talking to us about his book, International Merger by Foreign Entanglements. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
My Magic Mud is a tooth whitening powder that removes plaque and detoxifies your mouth. It's safe for your enamel, giving you a beautiful polish and a dentist-like clean after every use. My Magic Mud is also the perfect remedy for pain caused by sensitivity. It strengthens your teeth and gums for a strong, healthy smile. The ingredients are 100% natural and it's safe for children. Simply brush with My Magic Mud right before bedtime for a cleaning you can count on. Visit MyMagicMud.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to be joined in the next hour with the CEO from the John Birch Society, Arthur Thompson. He has a new book, International Merger by Foreign Entanglements. He's in the area because he has an event that's coming up tomorrow night in Houston, Texas. So if you're in the area, you may want to catch that. We'll have him live in the next hour. But I had promised earlier that we're going to have some Kardashian news, and even though we have cities that are burning down, and we see our government moving to martial law, talking about how they're going to shoot peaceful protesters. You know, we still are concerned about what's going on in social media, aren't we? Just as Joe Biggs talked about, these young, trendy girls out there coming on the site just because they hear it's in the news, and so they want to be a part of it. I maybe that's why the Kardashians wanted to go to Plum Island. And they say that that was been nixed by Homeland Security. Now, for those of you who don't know, Plum Island is a, as I point out in this article from Newsday, that it is the site of a high-security animal disease research lab. Now, Plum Island is just off of the island, Long Island in New York, and it's a very secure area, very secretive. And as the Homeland Security Public Affairs Officer said, he said, We really regret that we didn't have enough time to do background checks on the Kardashians because we want to dispel the mythos of what's going on in this island. They say it's popular and fun to have conspiracy theories about a secret government lab on an island, but we want people to understand exactly what we do. We don't want people to be afraid of us. That's right. You know, you could probably visit DARPA if you gave them enough advance notice. You probably wouldn't learn anything, and I doubt that the Kardashians would learn anything if they went to Plum Island. Many people have made a case that what we see now with Lyme disease, which, of course, is put out by ticks, that essentially started up in the Northeast, not far from Plum Island. Many people believe that that was something that was either escaped accidentally or was put out there as a test by the federal government. It's a disease that spread from that area. Of course, that would never happen, would it? The government would never let something dangerous like that get out of their care, just like they wouldn't let Ebola get out of their care. That's why they sent the people who were sick with Ebola, they brought them back and put them in a level 2 facility instead of a level 4, which is the most secure. We just had news that broke last week, and we didn't cover this because so much has been happening in Ferguson, about the CDC said that a scientist took shortcuts handling a deadly bird flu virus, a deadly strain of bird flu virus. They say an investigation into the mistaken shipment of deadly bird flu virus from a government lab earlier this year found that a scientist took shortcuts. In order to speed up his work, he accidentally contaminated the samples. As a result, they shipped a virulent avian flu virus rather than a relatively benign strain to a poultry research lab of the Department of Agriculture. No one became infected or fell ill this time. And the pathogen was destroyed, but after CDC lab members learned of the safety lapse, they didn't notify supervisors up the chain of command until more than 6 weeks later. See, things like that can happen. You know, the Lyme disease could have escaped from there, even if they didn't deliberately do that. We have another story that's been percolating, and I first saw it about a year ago, about this other tick disease that creates a meat allergy of people. This is a Lone Star tick. Now, it doesn't come from Texas, even though it appears to sound that way. It actually is named that because of the design on the back of the tick. What happens is when you get bit with this tick, there is a sugar that enters your blood system. Your immune system reacts to that and creates an allergic reaction whenever you have meat. This is something that also is starting to affect a lot of people. This is something that also started up in the Long Island and Northeast area and moving down into Virginia, into the Atlantic coast states. This is looking like the same type of thing we saw with Lyme disease. Very troubling to see that, and very troubling to see a DARPA research project to track another disease. 150,000.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3131.